Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim. You notice I said the true and the living Elohim. I'm not speaking of anyone that died. I'm not speaking of anyone that crawled out of a grave in 3 days, or was it 4 days? It's so vitally important today, my people, that we tune in today to this broadcast. This is the true word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you to this broadcast. For today, we have a power-packed program. This program is going to be vital to the days in which we're living in today. We're going to also be revealing some things today that we've never revealed before. We're going to have something for you to hear that you would have never thought you would have heard. So you want to stay buckled up, because you're going to hear it from a heathen himself. You're going to hear the truth about us. But before we go into this broadcast, we're going to have a beautiful song of praising the Creator. And it's called Praising Yahweh.
Yahweh Elohim, must live my life within this law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony. Man, who made the heavens? Who made the earth in the sky? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uzziah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge him in all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah, for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes, precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Can you relate? The law is perfect and it converted my soul. The law is right and it is the only way that I will go. Because the holy man is to fear Yahweh Elohim. And to keep his commandments, one day there will be a famine. Not prepared, no further, but they hear the words of Yahweh. But they will not. I get an inch on why it's true to commit. Oh, Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsel are of old, are faithful and true. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Praising the mighty Yahweh. That's what the Creator wanted us to do, is to praise the mighty Yahweh. Who is the mighty Yahweh? Yahweh is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all of our forefathers. And when I say our, I'm speaking of the so-called African Americans, all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. You are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim. It was you that the Almighty had brought out of Egypt. It was our ancestors. And today, my people, we're going to be talking about the latter days. So that means we're going to have to talk about what is affecting us today. Very important. And must I say, it's so many things that's going on today. So many happenings. As a matter of fact, we find out that one of our brothers that was in Dimona, Israel, the leader in Dimona, Israel, Brother Ben-Ami, passed just this couple of days ago, or passed on the Sabbath day. And we give our condolences to his family. And we want to say to all our brothers and sisters in Dimona, Israel, I want to personally give my love to you all. It's so important that we come together for the words of the true and living Elohim. It's very important because we find ourselves today confused. And we know why we're confused. We're confused because we're not walking together. Scripture asks, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And we should be agreed. And we should be willing to talk about how to be agreed in the word of Yahweh. And today, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the latter days, because that's the days that we're in. And to start it off, it's so important that we see these things that is going on in these last days. Very important that we understand what's going to go on in the last days. The reason why is because they directly affect us. See, we're Yah's chosen people. And the Creator told us something in the book of Isaiah. If we go and turn our Bibles to the book of Isaiah, Yahweh is going to let us know just how much he loves us. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, starting at the first verse. Very important we see this. Look what it says. Thus said Yahweh Elohim, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yeah, I have made him. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. The Most High is pleading to his people to fear not. Yahweh told us he's going to bring us from the east. I'm going to bring you from the north and gather you from the south. In every direction, the Creator is trying to tell us he's going to deliver us. So we don't have to worry about anyone, any man, saving us. We need to worry about the one who created us for his glory. And he said he's going to get us from all directions. He said, I'm going to tell the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Now, what is that telling us? The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get ye wisdom, but with all thy getting, get understanding. They lied to us. You know, they told us that truly, you don't have, Yahweh only has one son. He only has one son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But we find in the latter days, Yahweh has revealed unto us that he ain't just got one son. Yahweh got sons. Is that what it says? Keep not back. Bring my sons with an S from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. See, he letting you know, even everyone that is called by my name. Now, he's telling you that he called us by name. Oh, just in case you didn't know, in the latter days, it has been revealed that the slavers, the white men that was on the ships, that kept record of all the slaves, their sex, their weight, their height, and everything about the slave, they documented it. And guess what? Before they changed their names on the plantations of slavery, in which most of our people carry the names of their own captors, even unto this very day, we find that the slavers kept record of the names of the slaves. And guess what? Did you know that the name of Yah was recorded on most every name of the slaves? Every one of them had YAH in it. Just like in Psalm 68 and 4, it says, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. In Psalm 68 and 4, check it out for yourself. Some Bibles say Jah with a J, but some Bibles just come right on out and let you know, because there were no letter J's in the Hebrew alphabet. First of all, let's get that straight. There were no letter J's on earth before the late 1500s, early 1600s. Did you know that? The letter J was just invented in the late 1500s, early 1600s. There was nobody going around calling themselves by any name that started with a J. See, in Scripture, there is no Jehovah, it's Yahweh. There is no Jonathan, it's Jehonathan. Do you understand? Once you begin to gather more knowledge, my people, you would learn to respect the Almighty and learn that the true and living Elohim is trying to tell us something. And what is he doing? He's trying to educate us that he is our Savior, and that when he said, all those that are called by my name, he meant that from the bottom of his heart. So yes, and he got a heart too. Just in case you didn't know, Yahweh got a heart. Yahweh got a mind. Yahweh got legs. Yahweh got feet. Yahweh got hands. Yahweh got hair. Yahweh got a face. We were made in his image and after his likeness. So we look like our Father, like we're supposed to, because he made us in his image and after his likeness. Now, in saying these things, we want you to know in these last days that Yahweh reveals some very deep secrets in this book, his holy scriptures. And in the latter days, he told us the things that would happen. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 24th chapter, to where the Almighty spoke to his servant, the prophet Isaiah, in 24. And let's see what thus said Yahweh concerning the things that he prophesied would happen, and they have happened. And they're going to continue to happen until the last, very last days of our captivity. See, when people say the last days or the latter days, that don't mean the world is going to end. That don't mean that everyone is going to die. But what it does mean is that it is the end of the world as it is. But guess what? It is just the beginning of the righteous. I repeat, it's just the beginning for the righteous. See, the righteous by Yahweh was promised everlasting life. The righteous was promised they would dwell forever. Dwell means to live forever. You're going to have to see it for yourself. I don't like making statements I can't back up. I don't like saying something I can't show you by the word of Yahweh. So that means I've got to prove this. And you can rest assured I will. But first, let's go to Isaiah, the 24th chapter, and read what thus said Yahweh concerning the latter days. He said, starting at the fourth verse, he said, the earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, comma, changed the ordinance, comma, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, has the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Hallelujah. And this is the truth. This is the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We're living in a time where the earth is mourning, fading away, and the world is languishing. Languishing, it means it's getting weaker. Fading away means it's wasting away. And it is. That's why your energy levels are not like they used to be. Do you understand? The energy levels in this earth is not like it used to be, because why? They've depleted the earth of the natural minerals that was made to sustain life. We have 16 major embodiments that the Most High put into us that sustains our life. Do you understand? That's 16 essential minerals that everyone has to have in order to sustain life. You have manganese, you have iron, iodine, you have all kinds of different minerals that the Creator made in us, because He made us perfect. And the heathen, the wicked, has depleted the earth of most of its natural minerals. That's why in most cases people have to take supplements to kind of go along with what they're eating when they eat vegetables, because the world is languishing, it's been halty, and now it's getting weaker by the day. But not just the vegetation of what we eat is getting worse. Y'all, we find that Yah said the earth is defiled under the inhabitant thereof, because they have transgressed the laws and changed the ordinances, and they've broken the everlasting covenants. See, don't you know, my people, Yahweh all through this book said that they would change times and laws. And it's very important that we understand just how bad this really is. Now, in saying this, we find that we're the most lost out of it all. We're in gross darkness, as a matter of fact. And the Almighty really, truly wants us to sustain ourselves, because He wants us to wake up, my people. Now, I'm going to have you to listen to something that's going to blow your mind. It's going to last for about 4 minutes and a few seconds, but it's going to blow your mind, because it's going to bring these scriptures to life. Now, what do I mean by that? It's going to bring the words of the true and living Elohim to life, something that most of our people that know Yahweh have been trying for years to tell our people. And what is that? That we are Yah's chosen people. And that because we sinned against the Almighty put us in slavery for 400 years. And the 400 years is just about up. See, we only have a few more whatever time the Almighty, because only Yahweh knows. And we only have a little while to get it together. Yahweh got deadlines. See, we think we got all our life to make changes. See, but Yahweh's word proves us wrong. His mercy endures forever. But the Most High promised He will show mercy to this group right here. Let's go to Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, so you can understand where I'm coming from. Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. Let's see what the true and living Elohim wanted us to know when it comes to his mercy. Yahweh told us in the 6th verse of Deuteronomy 7, he said, "For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. Yahweh thy Elohim have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you were the fewest of all people. But because Yahweh loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and have redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that Yahweh thy Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful Elohim, which keepeth covenant," here it is, "and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments 1,000 generations, and repaid them that hated them to his face to destroy them." He said, "He will not be slack unto him that hated him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them." Hallelujah. Praise Yah. So we have to understand, these are the individuals all through the book that Yahweh promised that he was going to show mercy to. And it's my job, my people, to warn my people. It's my job. It's my duty. I must do it. And I'm going to do it. And the Almighty is warning us that we better turn back to him. And if we want mercy, we better return to him and keep his commandments. See, mercy don't come from believing in Christ. Mercy don't come from worshiping A-L-L-A-H. Mercy don't come from you jumping over benches in the church. Mercy don't come for you calling on the name of a false god. But Yahweh is showing you and me and the world that read his book that he showed mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Therefore, let's see what I mean when I say that this is consistent through the book. For instance, look what the Creator told us in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. The only way we're going to go back home, did you hear me? The only way we're going to go back home is we're going to have to fear Yahweh and keep his commandments. That's it. It ain't no other way. And this can never be too often emphasized. And I can't wait for you to hear this recording. I can't wait for you to hear this heathen speaking concerning what we talking about right now. Who we are. And what the real deal is. So stay tuned. He's coming soon. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Look what Yahweh told us. Starting at the first verse, it says, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither Yahweh thy Elohim hath driven thee." Isn't that something? So he's saying, it's going to come to pass, and it has. When all these things have come upon us, the blessing and the curse, because right now we realize we've been cursed. He said, "which I've set before you, and you call them a mind among all the nations where I drove you." And now we have called it to mind in America. Some of our brothers have called it to mind in all the places of the earth where we've been scattered. And it's coming to our mind, hey, now we realize we're not some niggers and some African Americans. We are the chosen of the Most High. And this book reveals that. Do you understand? This book reveals that. Furthermore, he said in the book of Deuteronomy 30, and shall return unto Yahweh thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice to all that I have commanded thee, according to all that I have commanded thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. That then Yahweh thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither Yahweh thy Elohim hath scattered thee. Hallelujah. You know, I seen a real big, beautiful blessing just this past Sabbath. I saw a beautiful blessing. A young brother in my congregation, Brother Yukes Quayle, a lot of people know him as Brother Ezekiel, his beautiful queen mother came to the class, never had been to our congregation, heard the words of the true and living Elohim, and we were honored to have her to come. And the Almighty, all he's asking us to do is return unto him. And it was beautiful to see that the words of Yahweh, they lighted her up and they revived her, and she knew that it was the truth that she had heard. And I praise the mighty Yahweh for that. When a soul is to be won back to the Most High, it is sets precedence that we take time to talk about the words of the mighty Yahweh. Because Yahweh commissioned us to return Jacob back to him. And it was a beautiful Sabbath day and a beautiful spirit this past Sabbath. And if anybody that was blessed to hear, whether you was on the internet from another state, and definitely if you were in the sanctuary and blessed to be in the sanctuary at the House of Israel of Atlanta yesterday at the Sabbath class, and you want to give your feelings about yesterday's class, because it was a beautiful spirit, a beautiful class, beautiful day of learning, you call this number, area code 323-443-7418, hit the number 1, and we're going to put you on the air, or anyone that has any questions or comments, and we're going to open our lines up, of course, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But it's beautiful to see the people of Yahweh return back to the Creator and hear his voice, because that's all he's doing. He's saying, when these things come to mind, no matter where I scattered you, he said, Yah said he would turn our captivity and gather us back. He said, now look at this fourth verse. He said, if any of thine be driven unto the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will Yahweh thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. So in other words, you could have been took on a ship out of space, in the heavens, in the sky. It don't make no difference. Yahweh said, you return back to him, I'm coming to get you. That's how much he loves us. We serve an Elohim who fed us from heaven, bread of angels, it called angel food. He rained down food from heaven for us. He deserves our obedience. He deserves our honor to him. And his praise endured forever. He deserves that. And Yahweh thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possess, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And Yahweh thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all that thou mayest live. And Yahweh thy Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of Yahweh and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. Hallelujah. I would say, what a beautiful love story. But I ain't reading no story. I'm reading the truth from the book of Yahweh. He said, if we return back to him with all our heart, soul, and might, he would come, he would fetch us, he would gather us, and then whoop up on our enemies. What better deal can you get? That's what we were made for in the first place. So in these latter days that we're talking about right now, it gets deeper because I have to reveal to you some things in the last days. And I got to keep my promise as well. See, I promised to show you that the Creator told us that if we kept his commandments, that when he would bring the righteous back home, he told us that he's going to raise some people up for everlasting life. And there's a special reason why they will be raised to everlasting life, because they're righteous. Creator said the meek shall inherit the earth. That didn't come from the New Testament. That came from the words of Yahweh. Now let's go further in the things that must be revealed in these latter days. See, the Creator told us some things about our enemies that they would know. And here's one of the things you need to see in the book of Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. Look what Yahweh said and reveals to us about our adversaries that's talking about us and laughing at us, because they know who we are. See, the nations know who we are. I'm going to prove it by the word of Yah, and then I'm going to let you hear a heathen himself admit it. In Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4, it says, in those days and at that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah, together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek Yahweh their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces bitterward. See, in other words, Yahweh said in those days, in that time, said Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come. That means this is going to happen whether you believe it or not. And we're it. No one else fits the curses. He said, and the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yehuda, together, going and weeping, and they're going to seek Yahweh their Elohim. They're going to ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves unto Yahweh. So in other words, you can see now that he definitely ain't telling us to join ourselves to the false gods that our people been serving even unto this very day. That's why he's stressing that we was going to seek Yahweh. Now, truly, if we've been serving JC, why would it even say that we're going to seek Yahweh? Wouldn't it just have said that they was going to seek his true son, Christ, Yahshua, JC, J-E-S-U-S, and live happily ever after? But you would never read this from any of the words of Yahweh from Genesis to Malachi, because he don't exist. He said, they shall ask the way to Zion with their face toward, saying, come and let us join ourselves unto Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. And then Yahweh reveals, my people have been lost sheep. They're shepherds have caused them to go astray. That means their ministers, their bishops, their preachers, their so-called reverends, their kohens and rabbis and rabbis, all of them have caused our people to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. That means we done forgot what we come from. And you can ask the most educated black man and woman in America, where do you come from, brother? And no matter how much education they got, they can't truly tell you where they come from. The first thing that come out of their mouth when you say, hey, brother, where you come from? Where do you really come from? Oh, man, I come from Chicago. You know, down there in Chicago. No, I come from Atlanta, man. You understand? Our people don't know what you mean when you say that. Because they don't know. Because we're the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Look at this. All they that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, check this out, we offend not. So in other words, we're not offending these niggas. We're not offending these black folks. Because they have sinned against Yahweh. Uh-oh. Yahweh is giving us an inside latter-day scoop on what the heathen is saying behind closed doors in his house. Listen, again, this is Yahweh talking now. And he's talking and telling you what our adversary means, your enemies, what they're saying. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not. We're not offending these people when we discriminate against them because they have sinned against Yahweh. Check this out. The habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Hallelujah. You notice he didn't say the hope of our fathers. You notice he didn't say the hope of the father of everyone. But they personalized it. They said that we have sinned against Yahweh. You notice it didn't say we sinned against Christ. It says Yahweh, the habitation of justice. So now you can see why we don't get no justice. Because we done forsaken the habitation of justice. That means where justice coexists. Where justice rests with Yahweh. If we want justice, we got to return to him. And Yah said our own enemies say to themselves, they have forsaken Yahweh and have sinned against Yahweh, even the hope of their fathers. Because Yahweh is our only hope in him. They know it. Now, I'm going to go further than that. You just read what Yahweh himself is telling us what the heathen Gentiles are saying about us in these last days. Now, you got to see Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. You got to see what he told Jeremiah in Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. Look what it says in the 19th verse. This is going to blow your mind. And then after we read this, I've got to let you hear something that is absolutely mind-blowing. And this is what it says. In the 19th verse of Jeremiah 16, O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth. See, some of our people want to be Gentiles. And there's no such thing as a black Gentile. All Gentiles are European Caucasians. The Gentiles. And in other words, in some excerpts, the word Gentiles is used as nations. meaning a representation of all nations. But the original meaning of Gentiles, according to Genesis, the 10th chapter, pertained to the sons of Japheth. But they generalized it when they translated it, meaning in some cases, the nations. But Nick, no mistake about it, Yahweh said, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make Elohims unto himself, and they are no Elohims? So in other words, shall a man make gods unto himself, and really they ain't no gods, because beside Yahweh, there is none else. Yahweh said that the Gentiles, oh my goodness, this is deep, that Gentiles would one day, and they already doing it, y'all. Do you hear me? They doing it in 3D. Just look on the internet. He said they're going to come to thee and say, look, our fathers just inherited a whole bunch of lies. Do you understand, my people? It don't get no deeper than this. So in other words, you're looking at something that Yahweh is revealing to us that's so heavy. But I want you to stay tuned and listen carefully to these 4 minutes of this heathen getting ready to tell you about us and the country of Israel and who we are.
They have been taken as a slave to America. Brothers and sisters, blacks of America, it's you. You are the true Hebrews. You are the true Hebrews from the Bible. America gonna do everything, gonna invest as much money as it has, gonna fight as much wars as they can, gonna invite as much weapons as they can, just to hide this away from you. Gonna take Israel, gonna bring white people here, and to tell you these are the Jews, gonna kill you, gonna kill Arabs, gonna mistreat white people like this guy, just to tell you this lie. That you are nobody, and we are the Jews with all the history and so on. It has been deleted, your history. You don't know who you are. Don't forget about it. This is why America has been taking your history away, never to find out that it's all about you. I'm telling you this, please. I don't ask you to come to Israel and to start a revolution. I'm just asking you to start thinking this way, to believe me a little bit. Because I'm living in Israel, and I'm part of this injustice. I really believe that people like me and you, we can bring the justice back. Thank you.
Oh, my people. Did you hear that? I hope you heard it. I hope you understood the dialect. And this was an Israeli in Israel. This was an Edomite who openly admitted that he knew and knows that we are the true Israelites. See, we already would find out because Yahweh told us these curses will come upon us. But let's validate, as you just heard, a heathen himself letting us know beyond a shadow of a doubt, according to the words of Yahweh in Jeremiah 16, verse 19, that he said, truly, we're the Jews. We're the Hebrews, the true Hebrews. And then he said some very peculiar things, very peculiar. He mentioned, why is it that they're over in Israel? Because that's where he's at. Why is it that they invest all this money over there? Because there's no oil there. See, most, you have to understand the mindset of Babylon and the pharaohs and the leaders of America. They must find an interest in a country, in a people, in a land before they will invest anything. And so, as the gentleman said, they will fight as many wars. They will invest as much money. They will do whatever it takes to keep you lost, to keep you blind, to keep you his slave. And if you're not in tune with Yahweh, these truths are going to just bypass you and you ain't going to know what's going on. But Yahweh is letting you know the Gentiles was going to come. And they were going to say, look, and that's what he said. He said, our fathers have inherited lies. He didn't say that statement, but that's what it translates into. He was trying to say it was lies when they keep bringing white folks over there and nothing but some Ethiopian Jews over there. And by the way, our brothers and sisters, some of them are in Ethiopia. Now, we're not Ethiopians, but some of our people, just like we're not Americans, but we're in America, some of our people is in Ethiopia and other countries, and they are Israelites. And let me tell you, I've met some in my time at some of the national conferences founded by none other than the late great prophet Moray Elisha Israel, the minister and the former Moray out of the House of Israel of Cincinnati, Ohio, Hebrew Biblical and Cultural Center. We find that these leaders, some of them came years ago to our conferences, and they told us just what that gentleman said. They said they treat them just like they treat us. He said some of them commit suicide, it's so bad, because they be mistreated. And they don't call them Ethiopian Jews. They call them Falashians. And don't you know Falashians is another name like nigger, like African American? It's a proverb. It's a byword. as Yahweh prophesied in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 37th verse, that we would be called no matter where we were scattered. Throughout all the places of the earth, he said you would be a proverb and a byword. See, but you know what Yahweh trying to do? Yahweh is trying to enlighten your mind so that you would return back to him and that you would get the courage to proclaim your identity as we did years ago when we went to Washington, D.C., Maury Alicia, myself, my fellow other brother teachers at the Houses of Israel in Cincinnati, House of Israel in North Carolina, Jackson, Mississippi, Jacksonville, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina. We all went together. We all put hands together and walked down the streets of Washington, D.C. in the belly of the beast and proclaimed that we are the true Hebrew Israelites because we've been called everything but a child of Yahweh. And look what the Creator prophesied would happen in the book of Hosea, the first chapter. Look what he prophesied would happen in this place, in the 10th verse. It says, yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people. You're just some African Americans. You're just some Negroes, some niggas, some coons, some porch monkeys, some spooks, some pickaninnies, spear chuckers. There it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living Elohim. That's what you just heard. Not from another Hebrew like me and you. You heard it from others, the Gentiles, as Yahweh said it. Oh, my people, you better wake up. For all of my fellow brothers that tune in to this broadcast, that believe in this Yahshua, this Christ, or this J-E-S-U-A, you better throw him in the garbage where he belongs, because on the day of judgment, he's not going to do you no good because he don't exist. See, there's no Savior but Yahweh. Go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, when we get ready to open the phone lines up in about 2 minutes. All you got to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment, or if you were delighted about the Shabbat day yesterday at the House of Israel of Atlanta, you can call in and share your thoughts. It's so important that we understand the words of our true and living Elohim. It's so important because the Almighty wants us to know the truth of what thus said Yahweh. See, you must understand, my people, Yahweh is revealing to us as we speak. He's revealing to us in these last days that it's something that you got to know, that it's something we need to know, and that is the true identity of the so-called African-American in these last days. And also, I do have a word for our fellow brothers and sisters whom we love dearly in Dimona, Israel. We have a word for you today because it's so important that we hear the words of Yahweh. So important. And I think we better just go ahead and get these phone lines opened up. I was going to go somewhere, but we're going to go right to area code 336. Area code 336. Shalom, shalom. You're on air.
Shalom, my brother.
Shalom, my beloved brother. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful, and I am very blessed, my brother.
Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Yes. I'm blessed for my brothers like you, brother. And I love you, man.
I love you too, beloved brother.
Brother, I want to say that from North Carolina, from Winston-Salem. And
hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise
yes,
y'all.
Sir. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
It's the return of the children of God.
Yes.
I am so happy, brother, to be among us. I'm so happy to be among you, man. It's the return of the brotherhood. It's the return of the sons of God.
That's it.
And I know, brother, that I'm going to stand beside you. I'm going to join hands with you. I don't have anything to debate with you. I don't have anything to try to argue with you, brother, like so many people would have themselves to do.
Yes, sir.
We have no room, no time for that, brother.
No, we don't.
Me and you, our minds are alike. And the beautiful thing about it is that I thank God for you. For standing up for the truth of Israel today. And brother, with that being said, I know a lot of us in America don't believe that we are the children of Israel, and we're stuck in Christianity, and we only believe that we're Christians. But I thank God for you. I thank God for you, brother. I will say unto you, job well done, and continue to keep doing a good job, brother, for the house of Israel and for the children of Israel. To restore Israel back to the true and living God. We ain't never supposed to have no other God outside of the God that was in us. Israel, we was never supposed to have a God outside the God that was the God of us.
Yes.
But wait, some way, somehow, and it is all written for the writing, and it is all written for the hearing. And everything that is written to be true. That we were put into slavery because we turned our back on the living God.
That's right.
We turned our back on the living God. God wouldn't have, our Father wouldn't have never put us in that situation if we had been obedient to Him.
That's
but it
right.
Was like every civilization that we came into captivity into. The moment that we came out of captivity, we took on the customs and the ways of the civilization that we was captive into.
That's right.
Into. And this is what's happening today, brother. And this is why Israel has lost their state. This is why Israel has lost their identity. But I thank God for you. And I say that with a thunder in my voice for you, brother. The whole
Hallelujah.
House of God, I tell you, brother, hear you. And I say that
Praise.
To you, brother. My name is Yakishima, and I want to thank God for you again, brother. And I thank God that we are here in our day.
Hallelujah, brother. My beloved brother, I want to tell you I love you too, and I may the Almighty blessing keep you and your family. May you live forever. May you stay healthy and strong as you are. And believe you me, I'm sure one day we're going to get a chance to. And right now, our spirits are already together. And so that's what we have to do. We have to stay strong and continue on to bring forth and to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to be the people that Yahweh told us that we are. And it's brothers like you that keeps that spirit burning. And I love you, brother. I respect you.
I love you, brother. Thank you.
Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Praise the true and living Elohim for my fellow brother that just got off that phone. I ain't got nothing but love, and I praise Yahweh for one of our brothers and sisters that are committed to appreciate the things that we have to do to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to be the people that Yahweh commanded us to be. And right now we're going to go straight to area code 919. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, my beloved brother, son. How you doing?
Oh, man, you know, all glory, all praises, all honor to the Holy One of Israel, Yahweh, a host. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, brother. Praise the mighty Yah. I'm glad you called.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted to give all praises to Yah because usually I work on the first days, but the Most High got me off today. And that's the first time listening in a while, man, and I'm honored to be on the show. I just want to praise Yahweh for his mercy to go forever. Praise Yahweh for the late, great Moriah Elisha for restoring the law to us. I praise Yahweh for that man. I praise Yahweh for the faithful Morays, Morays such as yourself that haven't changed and switched up. Moray up here at Cincinnati, Moray Aaron. And I just praise the mighty Yahweh. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to compliment what you said, recite what you said. I feel like it was one of the powerful things that you made mention of, and that was when you said Yahweh deserves our obedience and our praises and our honor. You know what I'm saying? Because we done put Elohim through a spiritual hell. You feel what the worst thing that ever happened, it wasn't slavery. The worst thing that ever happened is when we turned our backs on Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? Because he ain't did nothing, but it ain't no iniquity found in Yahweh. You know what I mean? So I thank Yahweh for his mercy and endure forever. I praise Yahweh for allowing you to be in the position you in. And I just wanted to give all my love, all my thanks to Yahweh. And I love you, Elder. I love you. Hallelujah.
Well, I love you too, Elijah. And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. Stay strong, young man. And I want, may Yahweh bless you to live forever. And may me, you, my wife, my family, your family, our people, even those that don't know Yahweh, even some of our people that have passed on, whoever Yah chooses, may he bless us to go back in that land and may we live forever. And that's the scriptures I'm about to bring forth right now. Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah. And one more thing. I don't know. I tuned in about like 10 minutes after you the show started. Did you read Psalm 83? And if not, could you just read that the first four verses if you didn't already?
Praise Yahweh, brother. I definitely do that. And I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Praise
Yah.
Love you.
Shalom. One.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Brother Elijah ben Israel, and we're going to grant these words because they're very important to hear. In Psalms, the 83rd chapter, one thing that Yahweh has revealed to us, my people, is the actual nations. And we talked about this just yesterday in the Sabbath class. He actually identifies the various nations that definitely do not want to see us be who we are. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to give them no credit because they're nothing. Because all the nations, according to Yahweh's word, all the nations to Yahweh are as nothing. They're just like a drop in the bucket. He uses the nations as whipping sticks. And they're doing a darn good job of whipping us. But you need to know the nations that he's naming here, because not only do they hate you and me and our people, these nations hate the Creator. And of course, I don't have no love for anyone who hate Yahweh. I don't care who it is. If you hate Yahweh, I hate you, because I'm not obligated to love anyone that don't love the one who woke them up and woke me up and made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. So, in Psalms, the 83rd chapter, the first verse, look what it says. Keep not thy silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thine enemies have made a tumult. That means they've made a commotion. They don't come together. They have... And they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. So in other words, and then Yahweh names the nations so you could automatically know who it is. He said the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites and the Moabites
and the Hagarene. The Edomite is the so-called Jewish man, the so-called Israelis, the red and hairy ones that's in our own land right now, portraying to be us, being backed up by this nation, receive billions of dollars to their families in the nation of Israel, which is our nation. No, Edom is not the white man. Now, I'm going to do a teaching on that in the very near future. See, the white man is the sons of Japheth. The white man was called the Gentiles. But Edom, he came from the same womb as we did, Jacob. You have to understand, Jacob and Esau were brothers. So Edom, same name, his mother was Rebecca. So let's understand. Let's understand that when the true and living Elohim, when he born us from our father Jacob, Yaakov, whose name was changed to Israel, Edom came out red and hairy like a garment. Edom came out first. So he's our brother. Yahweh didn't call him a Gentile like he did the sons of Japheth, because he really got a black mama. We were born out of the same womb. Yahweh told Rebecca, when she didn't realize what was going on, the babies were struggling in her womb, according to the book of Genesis, and she couldn't inquire of anyone else except the Creator. And Yahweh told her, two nations are in your womb. Two manners of people shall be separated from your bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. So it's meant to be. Edom is the elder, and he's going to serve his younger brother. It's point blank. And then it says, Ishmaelites, this is your modern Arab nations. In case you didn't know, our cousins through Abraham and Hagar. That's why you see Ishmaelites. Ishmael was the son of Hagar and our father Abraham. And his mother was named Hagar. That's who Abraham married. And he called them Hagarenes. Gibal and Ammon and Amalek and the Philistines. The Amalekites and the Philistines, they were possessors of the land of Canaan, along with the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and all of the other nations that were there. They had a portion there. So that's why they hate us, because Yahweh gave us their land, and now it's ours, even though they wanted it back. And they're doing everything they can, these nations that still exist to this day. They're doing everything they can to fool us, to trick us, and to make us think that we're just some lost Africans. So you got to understand, Tyre, Asher is joined with them and have hoping the children of Lot, our own cousins. And who was it? Ammon and Moab, which is mentioned in verse 6 and 7. That's right. A lot of our kin folk is the ones named in these nations. And they have become the enemies of Yahweh and ours. And they make sure that you stay thinking that you're just a Christian. They make sure our black brothers who get some consciousness about their blackness stays a Muslim or in Islam, when in fact, we're not an Arab, we're not an Ishmaelite, we're not a Hagarene, we are an Israelite. Wake up, Jacob. Wake up. Let's understand the words of our true and living Elohim. And in the time we got left, if you'd like to call in, all you got to do is dial area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1, and we're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Praise Yahweh. In the meantime, it's very important that I prove what I said I was going to show you. And we got to go to Daniel, the 12th chapter, to start this off. See, I made a statement. I like backing up my statements. And the only way I can back up a statement that I'm saying that came from the Yahweh is I got to show it through his word. I said that the Almighty promised everlasting life to the righteous. Some people think they're going to live through their seed. That's why a lot of people don't believe that David is actually going to be rose up again to be the king of Israel. That's why a lot of people don't believe that he may be reborn again out of the womb, but it's still David. As Yah said, a child is born unto us, a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulders. Hallelujah. But look at Daniel, the 12th chapter. Look what it says, starting at the first verse. Very important. Then we're going to go to our phone lines. It says, "And at that time shall Mikael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered." That means saved. "Every one that shall be found written in the book." That's the book of life. "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness," and by the way, righteousness come by the law, "as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Hallelujah. Well, this is before we go to our phone lines, and we got our phone lines will be pretty lit up. I got to read to you one more few verses in Daniel. Look at it, Daniel 12. I just read it, and look what it says. Didn't it not say in the second verse that many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth, because that's where we turn. When we die, we return back to the dust of the earth. Yahweh said, "They some that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." It says some going to wake up to everlasting life. And that's the righteous that die and rise again. Because there's a day that you shouldn't forget that's coming. It's called the Day of Judgment. Judgment Day. What your preachers are not warning you of. They're too busy taking your money now. They don't want to offend. I remember the time they used to talk about it when I was a little boy. They used to talk about Judgment Day. But the preachers don't talk about it no more because now they're too fat taking up that collection plate. And even when they was talking about it years ago, they still didn't have it right because they were teaching you to worship another God on the first day of the week rather than the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day. So in other words, if you went to church today, you didn't do no more than worship a false god, because Yahweh was to be worshipped on the seventh day of the week. The S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, that's the seventh day. Sunday, today, this is the first day of the week. You can look at any calendar across the world, so-called calendars of nations, and they'll tell you and show you that this day corresponds with the first day of the week. Furthermore, before we go on our phone lines, I'd like to read to you somewhere else. And this is pretty heavy. And it's in the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter. You've got to see this. Isaiah, the 26th chapter, this is what's going to let you know, my people, that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the righteous are going to live forever. Look what it says. This is pretty heavy. We're going to start reading. Let's start reading at verse, oh, excuse me, I said Isaiah 26. I meant to say Isaiah chapter 25. Isaiah, the 25th chapter, we're going to read the 7th verse. Check it out. And he shall will destroy. I better start at the 6th verse so we'll know who we're going to do the destroying. And in this mountain shall Yahweh of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the leaves, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the leaves well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. And we're going to find out what this covering that is cast over all people that many people don't know of, but is about to be revealed. In the 8th verse, this is what it reads. And he will swallow up death in victory. And Yahweh Elohim will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off the, all the earth, for Yahweh has spoken it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Man, this is heavy. Yahweh who made death, Yahweh who killed and make alive, who wounds and heals, and there's none that can deliver out of his hands. He said that he's going to swallow up death in victory. So in other words, there won't be no more death. The people, I can see why there's going to be everlasting life now. I can see why in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, he said in the future that he's going to create a new heavens and a new earth. I can see why now. But in the meantime, that's why I had to show you that Yahweh promised everlasting life. And of course, when Yahweh do away with death, it won't be no more dying. And that's why the people of Yahweh is going to live like the trees that never get cut down. They just keep growing fatter and bigger, and the ages just keep on going, because that's what's going to happen to the righteous. They're going to live everlasting life. Hallelujah. And we're going right now to area code 404. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, 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 King. How are you?
Shalom, shalom, my queen, Yanice. Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I am truly, truly enjoying the program, and I was just listening to you read a scripture that you just read that stated
yes.
that the Most High wipe away, he would do away with death and wipe away the tears of Yisrael.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, as I was listening to you play a little segment earlier concerning an Israeli, who's
right.
coming forth, our fathers have inherited lives.
Yes.
You know, we are truly, truly in the last days, and if we as Israel cannot see that, something is truly wrong. Because
that's right.
our brothers are shot down in the street like flies.
Yes.
And every one of them is justifiable. Justifiable
yes.
murder.
Yes.
Yet we see that the Most High wants our people to wake up.
That's it.
And them to start to ask the question, why are all of these things speaking to us. Who are we?
And like you're saying, Yahweh said, his word don't never return void. So when he said he was going, the Gentiles was going to come. And a lot of our people don't know, if you just go online, like my wife just said, if you go online, you can see beaucoups of Arabs, white people, Africans, Asians, all nationalities admitting that we are the chosen of Yahweh. You're right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the thing about, I pray that our brothers and sisters who don't know, that they, if it takes someone else to tell them that you are a king, that you are a queen, that you are the chosen of Yahweh, then so be it. But I pray that our people wake up out of their sleep and understand that all of these things are happening to us because we have turned our back on Yahweh. And even now here in Babylon, Most High says that we have done worse than our forefathers.
Yes.
So as we shot down and it be justifiable, it is Yahweh trying to get our attention. Our brothers and sisters understand that come out of these churches, come out of these places that are doing nothing but making you dumb and stupid. Come out of these places and understand that we are the kings and the queens of the world. And
Hallelujah.
This is the time that we're living in where the Most High is using the mouth of the Gentiles, the mouth of the so-called Israeli, the mouth of even Esau to come out and say, we know you all are the people.
He said it's all about you. That's what he said.
Exactly. And we know that the Most High is going to come and redeem his people out of this place. So I say to my people, and I say to you, thank you so much for bringing forth this program because it's well needed always. And I pray that our people will wake up out of their sleep and understand that we are the chosen of Yahweh, and he has put us here for punishment, and he wants us to wake up and return to serve him like we made us to serve him, you know.
Praise.
So that is our duty. The whole duty of man is to fear Yah and to keep his commandments. So I
thank you
so much, and I thank you, and I pray that the Most High will continue to give you his word to speak out of your mouth, his word to speak out of your mouth to the people and wake our people up. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Praise
I love you, my queen, and may Yahweh bless both of us, both, to be in the land together along with our people. And I love you, and
Hallelujah.
May Yah bless and keep you, and I praise Yahweh for everything you said.
Praise the mighty Yah. All praises to the Most High, the King of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Shalom, shalom. And we got one more minute left, and we're going to area code 803. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, all right.
Shalom, shalom, beloved brother. How you doing, Ishaya?
I'm doing well, Moray. I just wanted to call and just give my respect to the Most High Yah. And I just wanted to say, you know, if Christianity was so real and, you know, these pastors had the spirit of the Most High, you know, why, you know, these people have all these sicknesses? Why these people keep going to the emergency room? You know, why the people can't call on the pastor to come in with the spirit to heal
right.
them if this is true, you know? And I just praise the Most High Yah for you, you know, spreading his word, and, you know, because it brings tears to my eyes to hear all these words that's coming out of the Old Testament. And, you know, just knowing how much the Most High care about us, and he chose us to be his special people, you know? And I just, you know, and I just want to say, you know, the Most High Yah is the only one, and he's the only one that's going to save us. You know, and people better wake up, you know, because if not, you know, we're going to be doomed in the last days because we don't have no Savior, you know. And
you're
I
right.
just praise Yah, if, you know, if anybody across these airways and this airline that hear you, you know, speaking this truth, they need to put down this Christianity, you know, put it to death instead of putting Yah, you know, down, because Yah is
Hallelujah.
The truth in this being. And
praise
I just want to say
hallelujah.
And praise
Hallelujah.
The Most
High. I love you, Brother Ishaya. I praise Yahweh for you and your family. And there was some great words that you just gave. And I'm honored to bring the words of the Most High. May Yahweh bless and keep you and your lovely family. I love you, brother. Stay strong. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. We just got a few seconds left, and we're going to go to area code 832. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, Mary.
Shalom, shalom. This sounds like Sister Shipra.
Yes, sir. I had to call in. I'm on the JOB, but I try to listen to you every first day as well as Shabbat. I just wanted to piggyback on what the brother just said, because I'm sitting right here myself. I'm crying. I'm just very grateful that the Most High loved me enough to wake me up. Because I cried out to him. I cried out because I knew there had to be more. I just want to say, Moray, please continue to do what you do. Shabbat was so wonderful yesterday, and the information, and I've given the number to several people, and, you know, I'm one down here, Moray. It's real lonely, but it's okay. I just praise the Most High, y'all. I'll just keep on keeping on and listening to y'all true enough. The people that I've told, I don't really have a lot of folks to talk to anymore because they all think I'm a little crazy, but I don't care. I just praise y'all, and I just thank him for choosing me and giving me the word and giving me, you, and Sister Yanis, and my brothers and sisters at the house of Israel. God bless, love you. God bless, forgive me, Yahweh, for that. Yahweh bless and keep you forever.
Hallelujah, sister. Love you, Sister Shifra. You're a beautiful, wonderful sister. I praise Yahweh, and I agree with you. We had a beautiful Saturday yesterday. And believe you me, as long as I got breath in my nostrils, I'm going to continue to do and bring forth the words of the Most High, because that's what he created us for in the first place, is to do his commandments and to raise up our people and be a light to the world. So I praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh for you, my sister, and I love you. And shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. I want to make a special announcement before we close out. The broadcast, Open Up Your Vision, is going to be revised. So what's going to happen is my wife is going to be revising. Sister Yanis is the host. And for a while, the broadcast is not going to come on because there's going to be a little revision to the broadcast. It's going to be even more, better and wonderful because it's being upgraded. And in the meantime, stay tuned, because right here we're going to be making announcements when the future new broadcasts come on again. But in the meantime, while the broadcast is being revised, Sister Yanis wanted to let everybody know, as you just heard her voice, that she loves everyone and praise Yahweh for those that have called in. And in the near future, the broadcast will be back on Yah's will. And in the meantime, on behalf of the entire House of Israel of Atlanta, Yahweh loves you and so do we.
We gotta be you.